Welcome to the Center for Spiritual Living Bellingham podcast. We hope this message will be informative, inspirational, and helpful. Donations to support this work are greatly appreciated. Visit www.cslbellingham.org and click on the donate button. Remember to share our podcast. Thank you.
Morning. Good morning. I said good before morning, just so you know. Good morning. Yeah. I am so glad to be up here. I am Cindy Clay, and my pronouns are she, her. My ancestors hail from Great Britain and Sweden. Yeah. Whew. So I am the practitioner of the day this morning, and I just want to let you know that the practitioners love to pray, love to support you through prayer, and there's lots of ways that you can receive prayer. You can write out a prayer request in the back and put it in the prayer vessel, and it moved. I'm like, that's not there anymore. Is it still there? Okay, it's there. Yes. Didn't move. All right. You can request a prayer through the website. You can come to morning prayer at 7 o'clock in the morning on Zoom. Keep your camera off. No one needs to know that you haven't gotten dressed yet. And there's just a beautiful time, about 10 minutes of prayer every morning, Monday through Friday. Fabulous way to start your day. So lots of ways. And you can also walk up to any practitioner who's wearing a stole today. And that's Wendy, who's our practitioner of the day with me, and I think Kalish is not here, so we're your go-to today if you'd like prayer support. So join me now in prayer. And so I am just breathing in the abundant glory of the universe this morning. I gloried in the flowers blooming in my garden along the path walking in this morning. I gloried in the bird song all around me this morning. It's such a lovely time of the evidence of abundant good breaking out everywhere. And so I just celebrate our oneness with this abundance, our oneness with this love, with our creative source that supports us always, but especially delights us this time of year. And so I know that this service is a blessing. I know that the message through the music, through the words spoken by our beloved Reverend Abigail, through every moment we have connection in this community today, fills us up, and we go into the world overflowing with good, overflowing with the recognition that we are one with our source and always bountifully blessed. I am so grateful. And I say, thank you, sweet spirit. And so it is.
Ah, such a good question. What would love do? Oh, I haven't been here for the last two Sundays because I've been moving. Yeah. I started this adventure. For those of you who don't know me, I'm Abigail Shire, and my pronouns are she and her, and my ancestors hail from Ireland and Germany and Prussia. And I was invited to be voted in to be the spiritual director here in October of last year. Yay. Which was very exciting. I have loved it. And moving here has been an adventure. It started in October when Beverly Leonard lent me her house in Glen Haven area while she was gone for 4 months. And so I moved into her house for 4 months. And somewhere in February, beginning mid-February, my wife and I were able to put our house up on the market. So we moved half of our stuff out of our house into a pod in February. So I've moved to Glen Haven, then I moved half of my stuff out of my house. And then when Beverly came back at the end of February, in March, Susan Jancic said that I could use her house. And so Gina and I moved into Susan Jancic's house in Ferndale. So I've been to Glen Haven, and I am currently in Ferndale. right now. And then last month, not last month, a couple of weeks ago, we got a buyer on our house, which I'm so grateful for. Oh, and we closed on the house on June 23rd. So we had hired some moving company to help us with the furniture. And on last week, we got all the furniture moved out of our house, which was really great. So we moved again, and we moved all of our stuff into Susan Jancic's garage. Not all of it, but, you know, the half that was left. And then we found a house while we had while we were moving out of our house, and they wanted a shorter close date, which is next week. So I'm moving again next week. And then the pod will be delivered the week after. So the longest move, 9 months of moving. You're worth it. I want you to know that. And I find it very interesting that it was 9 months to hire a new minister, and then your new minister has been here trying to move here for 9 months. So it's all birthing in the right and perfect timing. There is a divine timing to it, and so I am super grateful. And we're talking about love this month. We're talking about love this month. I spoke about self-love on the first Sunday. Reverend Deborah talked about loving a challenging relative and what's it like to be in relationship when people are difficult and how to love through that. Dr. Andrea talked about how do you love in betrayal and how do you love when you feel the bigness of fear or separation, and that love is bigger than that. That there's a place in us that is love, and it's bigger than anything, any challenge that we could have. And this Sunday, I'm talking about love in the form of, you know, kind of getting the big perspective, like backing up on the larger perspective, and looking at love as, you know, like what would it look like to organize our outer world, our systems, our economy, our nation around love rather than fear? So that's the big question. And it's really important to look at these things because I want to live in a country and in a nation and in a community that has systems built off of love. But sometimes that means that things have to end. The former self needs to be sloughed off. The house needs to be sold in order for the newness to come into being. So things have to dissolve or be released, or systems need to be dismantled if they're not working in order to put something new together. And what I would like to say is that there is something that's happened in this community, that there's a system that's being created and has been created called the Community Care Team. And this team is based off of love, and I just want to do a shout out to Rana, who's leading the charge at showing me what love looks like in moving. Because the Community Care Team is putting together a meal train for me and Gina starting on Friday when I move once and then, or again, or the seventh time, I don't know. And then ending on the following Friday when we get our pod into our new house. And not only that, but also organizing a group of people to help us. We have movers to move the furniture upstairs, but then there's all the other things. And the more hands, the quicker it goes, which is great if you've ever moved. It's really, really great. So the system of a community care team that does rides, if people need a ride to the hospital or the doctor's appointments, or creates meal trains if you're in need, that's a system that's created off of love. That's a system. And also, you know, shout out to everybody who's on that team. And Dr. A and Joanne are also collaborating with Rana on co-leading that team and creating a system for this community where everybody feels supported in difficult times. And I will say it is not my strong suit. It's not my strong suit. And I'm so grateful that people are so passionate about this community that they are willing to put something together such as this. And that I get to be a recipient of it means the world to me. It really means the world to me. I had some people from this community, five people actually move stuff from the U-Haul that we rented and drove up here from Linwood, all that furniture into Susan Jancic's garage. But it was like, there was a lot of us. There was five people plus Gina and I. There were seven of us, and it took 2 hours to do all that just from one place to the other that's like right there. And it's a lot of work. It's like I think that our brain is programmed to forget how hard it is. And it's like childbirth, tattoos, and moving. It's just like a... Like, I just forgot. I know I've done it before, but wow. But I think about how we can create systems about creating belonging, because love creates systems of belonging. Love creates systems that support one another. There's a story I've told before, and I just really love this story. I think it's a great example of... The consciousness, the ideas and the thoughts and the beliefs of people build the systems of what we're living in right now. So everything that we have currently in this society was built from people in the past. They had ideas about how to create things, and then they created specific systems. And it depends on where you're at and what culture that you live in on how the systems are built. For instance, in South Africa, there is a cultural idea called Ubuntu. And there's two different tribes that practice this cultural tradition. It's not a religion. It's just a way of being in the culture. So Ubuntu means I am because we are. I am because we are. And there's a story about an anthropologist. An American anthropologist goes to Africa, and the anthropologist wants to understand how kids respond to competition. And so what he does is he puts together a basket of fruit, fresh fruit, and also a bunch of sweet treats and everything. He puts the basket under a tree. Way far off, he makes a line, and he gathers a bunch of kids. And he says, okay, whoever can get to that basket first gets everything. And goes, and Mark, get set, go. And the kids grab hands and run together to the basket, so they're all there at the same time. And then they all sit down and share the fruit and the treats. I know, right? Yay. And whenever I read that story, I'm like, that is not the culture I was brought up in. It's not. And so it's just an observation. It's an observation about what I was born into, what was created in the culture that I was born into, and that other places on the planet are different. I happen to really be a fan of that idea. I am because we are. And it's a pretty radical belief system, but it's like the consciousness of that whole group of people who believes this way of being has integrated it into the way of being of the children. And so the children are just responding in alignment with the ideas of the group mind. And so we have that same opportunity to create ideas from a group mind, systems, processes, ways of being that can be not just beneficial for ourselves, but also beneficial for the collective. And That's a beautiful place to be, is to know that that possibility is available to us. We talk about, in Science of Mind, we talk about how our own aware, that God is everywhere. Spirit, source, universe, you can use whatever term you want for it. The infinite universe is everywhere present, and we all have access to it. But not only do we have access to it, but its nature is creative. And so it creates from our thoughts, prayers, and intentions. So, which is great as an individual, and I think the evolution of New Thought is, there was a lot of rugged individualism of like, I can create my reality. But it's evolved into the understanding of not just I am a co-creator with spirit, but there's a collective field of creation that we can do together much more than we can alone. And so I want to ask you to think about, where have you seen, in something even small as a family budget or a meeting agenda or a holiday gathering, a structure organized around love, around compassion versus fear? Where have you seen that created? Because we're the ones who create the structures. We're the ones who create the systems. We're the ones who put the laws in place, the ways of being. And whatever has been created can be uncreated. If there's something that's not working for us, we have the opportunity to create something new. So where can you create a place, where can you be a place of creation where love lifts the entire field of everybody, and what can you do to help participate in that? So I'm teaching ministerial school. I taught ministerial school all day yesterday. I planned that before I knew I was going to be moving. Always, like last year, I thought, oh, I'll be moved by then. I'm not. But I still taught ministerial school yesterday. And we had a deep discussion about a couple of things. One is, there's two people in that class who are invested in prison ministry. And what that means is, the current prison system in this country is a retributional system. It means that people get punished because they harmed others. And they get punished in a way that is sometimes often very inhumane. It's torturous. And actually, we're going to do a book of the month about a man who was in prison and found freedom. So, but anyway, these two ministerial students are invested in creating a restorative justice system, which means looking at the people who are in prison and saying, you are worthy, you are valuable, and maybe the reason while you're in prison and you have harmed others is because you didn't get the love, you didn't get the attention, you didn't get your needs met, you didn't get the skills in order to operate in this society, and it's a little bit unfair. So what if we loved you first? What if we had care for who you are as a human being? How would you respond differently? And so they're interested in creating a system that's about loving people back into their magnificence, still being accountable for the actions that they have done, but not treating them terribly. And where things like this have been done, people actually respond to it well. It's like, oh, I never got love. I never was told I was valuable, or I was in a place where I was scared, and I was in a society that told me I was worthless and invaluable, and all of the things that tear somebody down. And so what do? We just keep people in this system where they tore somebody else down, and then they keep getting torn down, and then it's just a perpetual habit, and it doesn't go anywhere. So what needs to happen is love. loving people back to themselves. Now, I don't know about you, but I've made some mistakes. I've done things that were not the smartest. I have not intentionally harmed people, and I've had consequences. And I imagine that's the same for everybody who's in prison too. But that's just one system. That's one system where a new idea of creation can happen. Can you imagine if we looked at our financial systems? Can you imagine if we looked at our economy, our public spaces, the way we look at our planet, our earth, all the waterways, our forests that are right here? Can you imagine if we created systems of love that honored and respected every live being, which is all of the beings, in a way that worked, in a way that supported, in a way that uplifted, in a way that created something new? We can do that because the people in the past created what we have right now, and so we can create what the future looks like. And sometimes that means letting the past go and actually dreaming up a vision of what's possible. So Veronica is one of the practitioners who's in ministerial school, and I was mentoring her when I was at CSL Seattle, and she's one of those people looking at the prison systems. And she said, well, what do I do? How do I do this? And I said, you need a vision. You need to vision what is possible for the prison systems. And so she put together a collective group of people, and they sat for 9 months again, 9 months only doing visioning on what could a restorative system look like. And then they wrote that vision down. They looked at all the different ways that it could be workable and supportive and loving and still keep people accountable. And they drew that vision up. And now they're going in to prisons and speaking about it and loving people up and teaching people how to take care of their own minds, their own ways of being. There's love there. She's an incredible person, and she wants to make a difference in this particular area. Each one of you have something in your heart that is like your passion project, right? There's something, and it's all going to be different for this room. But imagine if you really thought about what it could look like. What would that vision be in this particular area? Because we have to have the vision first before we take the actions. It's like we can dismantle everything, but if there's nothing to put into place, then what are we doing? So that's the big question. And it's not just on a big scale. And I want to say, people might think I'm political because I'm saying something like this. My invitation to you, first of all, everybody in this room probably has a different political belief system than other people in this room. There's the whole spectrum on this room. But what do you want to create? Taking off labels of who we, you know, what camp we're in, and we're against this person or against that. Instead of being against, what if we created what we're for? What could work for us? What could I have that works for the collective? And that's really the big question. You know, my wife has been really into the politics. And she said, you know, it's interesting when people take away that hat of whatever hat they're wearing and they just sit and have a conversation about what they want and what they would love to experience. Oftentimes, there's a lot of similarity. And so instead of creating fear around our differences, what if we talked about how we can create something together no matter where you're sitting on the spectrum? And that is not always easy. It means having challenging conversations. It means investigating what is alive in me and my heart and my soul. And then what can I do to create something that I would love to have experienced by a group of people? So that's the big question. Like, if I had written the rules, or if I had created the structure, what would it look like? And if you don't know the answer to that, it's a good question to just ask yourself and to see if you can get clarity on. Because every structure that we build reflects the consciousness underneath it. The people in South Africa building a structure on Ubuntu, and then the kids sharing with each other. I like that. I like that idea of possibility. And I recognize, to me, I was born into a culture, this is my experience, of a very competitive world. But I really want everybody to win. Is it possible that everybody can be thriving? That everybody can be loved? That everybody can have enough food and resources? That there can be a place where even when mistakes are made, people are loved up to their highest good? Is that possible? I think it is. Because the universe created every possibility for us to create together if we wanted to. We got the opportunity to have free will, to say, this is what I'd love to dream up. And so instead of being in the effect, which is what's happening now, we get to be at cause of the new reality that we want to create. So that's the invitation, because love leads the way. And for me, love offers clarity, it offers opportunity, it asks that question that was in the song, what would love do? What would love do? So I know that we can be a place where that love, the love that I am, can raise the entire field, because we are in a collective. As much as we are all of these separate, very unique parts that come from different histories and everything, we are in a collective field together that is that infinite possibility of creation. And we can carry this love into every room that we walk into. We can be the place where love asks the questions of what would it look like. We can be the place of showing your senior minister, your spiritual director, what love looks like through food and through moving help. It's the community care team is a structure made of love. It's a dream for me of possibility. I can't imagine what the world would look like if, you know, there was more of that in the world. Because I feel so loved and so supported. And I'm just like kind of in awe. I keep telling my ministerial colleagues, I'm like, you would not believe this community. They are so great. You know what they did for me? And I want to do the same for you. I want to be able to give to you. And I'm really grateful that you continue to serve me and support me so I can be of best support to you. That means a lot. So thank you. And let's pray. I recognize that God, sometimes people don't like that word God, but source, spirit, universe, the infinite field of love is ever present. It is here in me. And that infinite field of love that creates upon my thoughts and intentions and prayers also guides me and lifts me. And I know that whatever was created in the past has served its purpose. And I'm grateful for it. But I also know that this is a time of new possibility, of new creation, of new birth. That whatever is happening in me, in my community, in my country, in my world, is now a place where love is illustrated. And so I know and claim that I am a conscious co-creator of new systems, of new ways of being, a new ways of seeing, so that this world can be a world that reflects love. Anytime I recognize fear inside of me or this idea of not enoughness, I release it, I surrender it, I give it back to the nothingness from which it came. And instead, I choose to step into the world of possibility. I choose to step into this idea that I am co-creating a loving experience on this planet, that I am one person of many with this intention, with this idea of possibility. And because of my yes to this love, ideas, ways of being, systems are created that are based on love. And I know that other places around the planet may illustrate what that looks like so that I can see it even clearer, so that I can know without a doubt that I am a place of possibility right here in Bellingham and in the world. I'm so grateful to know that this infinite universe always says yes. And so I choose to welcome that love, to welcome that love into my systems, into my finances, to my country, to the way that I support this planet. And I choose to say yes to love in a deeper and more profound way than I ever have before. Loving myself, loving my relationships, loving even when there is difficulty, and knowing that love is supreme. It leads the way, is the most powerful force in the universe. All of the great epics are written around that truth. And I know that it is my truth now. It is who I choose to embody, that place of the loving archetype. As I claim this for myself, I claim this for each and every person on this that is hearing my voice right now, everybody here, everybody online and beyond, that there is a place and a space for new creation. So I say yes to it, I welcome it, and I help to dream it up as well. It is good and very good, and for that I'm grateful, and so it is. I love you guys.